Welcome back to Standard Time, end of this November 3rd edition of CNN Student News. Hope you're doing well this Monday. I'm Carl Azus. First up, investigators are trying to figure out what caused another spacecraft disaster in the U.S. 45,000 feet above the Earth and about 20 miles northeast of Mojave, California, the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 broke up in a test flight Friday. There were two pilots on board. One was killed in the accident. The other parachuted to the ground. He was injured, but he survived. The founder of the spaceship's company says he's determined to find out what went wrong and to learn from it. He's still committed to putting people safely into orbit, but the accident wrapped up a tragic and trying week for private space travel.
Ground control lost contact with the experimental spacecraft around 10 o'clock Pacific time. The half-billion-dollar rocket-powered craft could seat six passengers, but during this test flight, only two pilots were on board. The spaceship is carried into flight beneath an airplane, and that launch vehicle returned to the ground safely, but not the spacecraft. What went wrong is anyone's guess. The ship is 60 feet long and designed to fly 62 miles above the Earth. And the wreckage in the Mojave Desert attests to the ferocity of the explosion. A crumpled parachute could be seen on the ground, but still authorities say one pilot was killed and the other seriously injured. It's a far cry from the ambitious hopes Virgin Galactic founder Richard Branson expressed earlier this year.
200 of the best engineers and technicians building them. Now we're beginning the final stages of test flights in flight. By the end of this year, you know, we will have actually, gone into space.
Instead, it is another blow to the idea of privatized space travel. And it comes only days after a spectacular launch pad explosion in Virginia, a blast that involved a spacecraft, once again, manufactured by a private company.
A militant Islamic group in Africa is denying making a deal with Nigeria's government. More than 200 schoolgirls who were abducted back in April have not been freed. This contradicts what the Nigerian government announced in October. It said it had agreed on a ceasefire with Boko Haram terrorists and that the girls would be set free. But there were doubts about that because Boko Haram continued to attack Nigerians after the statement was made. The terrorist group leader says the girls, some of them Christians, had converted to Islam and that they'd been, quote, married off. Nigeria's government says it's been fighting a war, and wars don't end overnight.